I'm joined by Martin Shulov, who's back in Bahrain, where he was covering the protests when they started. Martin, what can we expect from today? I gather there are Friday prayers and some burials of the victims.
Well, there's at least two burials that we know of scheduled for today. This is the end of a particularly momentous week in Bahraini life, Quranic week, and a significant week in terms of the geopolitics of the region. The streets are utterly abandoned this morning. The central city, there's barely a car or a person to be seen. It's a very eerie scene. The burials are going on in areas on the outskirts of Manama. We'll go to them soon and see how they play out. People are seething. There seems to be no resolution throughout the course of a violent week, and people are very determined to press on with this rebellion.
The regime has also come under for a fair amount of criticism, in fact a lot of criticism from the UN Commission, who talked about attacks on hospitals. There seems to be some sense of division within the ruling elite.
There does, and that's something that's certainly been borne out throughout the course of this week. The Crown Prince had entered into a dialogue with the Shia majority here, or he'd certainly tried to. There'd been attempts over the last 3 weeks to do that. People had yet to agree on their talking points, but he was the person tasked with trying to calm all this down. It appears then that the Saudis became very threatened by what was continuing to fester across their border here. They took a hard line. They spoke to the ruling Al Khalifa family here. They suggested that we should bring our own troops in. There was some intense discussions with Washington. And what's emerged seems to have been quite a deep rift in relationships between Washington and Riyadh, well, perhaps the most serious rift in several decades now. The Saudis are taking a particularly hard line. The Crown Prince here, who was seen even by demonstrators to be at least a voice of reason, has not poked his head up throughout the course of the week, and that's fueled speculation that he's indeed been sidelined as this rebellion continues. So at the end of this week, we have the Saudis pushing a hard line, we have the ruling family very quiet, we have the Crown Prince, who was supposed to be doing all the negotiating, nowhere to be seen, and where this goes from now is very much in the hands of the broader Gulf states. And of course, Iran across the Arabian Gulf is deeply displeased by what it's seen.
And what about the protesters? They've been cleared out of Pearl Square. Do we have any idea of what their tactics or strategy will be now?
You know, they don't seem to have any more of a strategy. They're continuing to demonstrate, continuing to protest, continuing to make their voice heard. They don't have any access to the establishment here. They don't have any means of sitting down with members of the regime and saying, you know, this is what we need. There has been an attempt to get that, but it hasn't got very fast in the last 3 weeks. In terms of Pearl Roundabout, which was their focal point, the focal point of the demonstrations, bulldozers and earth movers moved into that yesterday, and as I looked at that this morning, it looked as though it had been, it was starting to be razed, and there is a lot of talk in media here this morning that it's going to be completely removed and replaced with pretty much a straight-up traffic light intersection. So it seems almost to be a ground zero sort of a campaign by government officials. They don't want that landmark to be on the Manama skyline anymore.